The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You pay tithes of mint and dill and cumin, and have neglected the weightier things of the law, judgment and mercy and fidelity. But these you should have done without neglecting the others. Blind guides who strain out the gnat and swallow the camel. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You cleanse the outside of cup and dish, but inside they are full of plunder and self-indulgence. Blind Pharisee, cleanse first the inside of the cup, so that the outside also may be clean." The Gospel of the Lord. Yeah, it's a particularly challenging part of Matthew's gospel. This is maybe like the third of four quarters of his challenge, Jesus's challenge to the scribes and Pharisees, or say like his condemnation of the scribes and Pharisees. And I don't know. I can use a word, right? It's a heavy word, condemnation. But it's judgment, which also for us, of course, is a heavy word. But judgment for us as Christians is liberating. Yeah, in the sense that Jesus is judging right and wrong. He's judging good and evil. And we want to be found in the right. You know, at least we want to be found to be judged well by Jesus, or judged to be good by Jesus. But this is the challenge that he issues today is, you know, what consists goodness? And you know, here as he's talking to the scribes and the Pharisees, I mean, the challenge hits us as well. But as he's talking to the scribes and Pharisees, he's talking to people who have their own agenda for how things are meant to be. And of course, it's tied to the coming of the kingdom of God and the like. It's mixed up in theology, as it were. Yeah, it's religion and politics together. And we can say, oh, that's particularly ugly. Well, it's our prejudice of the past 250 years. And we'd probably be wrong there anyway, because As you've seen, I'm not watching any of the conventions, by the way, so I'm sure you can inform me later what's going on there. But you can see even today, some of the uglier mix of politics and religion. I'm sure it's on full display. I'm sure it's on full display, because I've seen enough of those things in the past, right? And what does it mean? And does politics lead religion there, or does religion lead politics? It's a challenge. Are your political convictions, do they arise out of your sense of who God is and what he wants to do in his world and through you, and of course the relationships you have with others? Or is it the other way around? The challenge about talking about any of these things is that we're all self-justifying right now. This is a challenge. You're like, okay, well, no, he's talking about the other person. And of course, all of my convictions arise out of my relationship with Jesus. So of course, like, but this is what he, but this is, now you realize, and of course, as I did that was another, now you're going to think, okay, like, anyway, anything could be turned into this self-justification. Now you see how challenging it is for Jesus to address the politico-religious leaders of his day. How did I say that? Politico-religious or religio-political, right? This is the challenge, because he's trying to call them back to a new vision. It's not a new vision. It's the vision, but it's renewed vision of God and his kingdom. And he's pointing out to them some of the places where, hey, this kind of exposes the fact that you're not doing it. But it's a horrible challenge. Because you have to go back to the drawing board, right? You have to say, okay, well, I have to go back and really start to think through, why do I believe what I believe? Why do I do what I do? What's the motivation, right? Why do we do what we do? Why do you do what you do? That's between you. That's between you and God. And Jesus, he's stirring it up so that we can not only ask those questions, but answer them. Because blank. No, because Jesus. Because Jesus. That has to be the whole of it. Why do you do what you do? Because Jesus. Yeah, and this is the challenge. And again, it's the challenge that goes right to the roots. Yeah, it's not look, we could have perfect political organization in this country, right? So, again, everyone could vote the right way. What would it do for us? Almost nothing. Almost nothing. In terms of affecting the real renewal of hearts that the kingdom of God seeks, in terms of the renewal of actual political life that goes beyond the narrowly partisan political and into the realm of relationships of peoples one to each other, but people one to each other and peoples between each other. Now we have to go deep down. If we don't go deep down, followers of Jesus, who is going to? And then where will renewal come from? This is challenging us today. Go deep down. Okay, good for you, the law, right? Scribes and Pharisees. Okay, yeah, you're fixated on the law, and it's minor application, and it's, you know, this growing intensity of how to observe it. Okay, great, but make sure it goes deep down. Make sure it goes all the way. Don't do it on the surface. Don't do it merely on the surface. Do it on the surface because it'll help with the heart. Yeah, but make sure you're doing it in the heart. And again, if Jesus was simply cranking up the moral pressure himself, what good would it do us? We're lost. We're lost. We're weak. We're broken. We can't do it. No, he's the answer. He's giving us in himself, in his own life, with the breath of his own spirit, he's giving us what we need in order to live this way. The renewal of our hearts and lives, my friends, the renewal of our hearts and lives is what this is all about. Again, if we don't take it seriously, no one's going to. And that means that we have to give our lives over to prayer and love. Prayer and love. Like, how much time do you spend thinking about things or doing things that are not prayer and love versus the time that you spend praying and loving? This is the indictment for us. Because this is it. Jesus is like, You're getting sidetracked, right? You're straining out the. I don't even know what this means, but I think we kind of do. You strain out the net and swallow the camel. Right? Do we have our eyes on the right things? Are we giving the majority of our time and effort and energy to the things that deserve our time and effort and energy, or are we doing something else? And we're just kind of tipping the hat to those other things. Yeah, said my prayers, did my loving thing, and now I'm going to go focus on whatever. News, you know, the geopolitical state of whatever. It doesn't, come on. Prayer and love. Yeah, that's our commitment. And it's only our commitment because that's Jesus' entire life. That's Jesus' entire life. And the only way our lives are renewed by handing ourselves over to him. The only way the world is renewed is by allowing him to live in us and work through us for the good of his world. So my friends, why is it that we do what we do? Because Jesus.